Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 21st of September, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. Taxi driver jailed over the death of a passenger. No mask required now in Manx care settings. Education Minister urges union to de-escalate the action. Flybees reappeared on the Heathrow and Belfast routes. And how has the MUA handled the global gas price rise?
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Chanel Sukku.
Faster Mai, a taxi driver who caused the death of a Douglas woman has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. 66-year-old David Allen Evans of Tynwald Street hit Carolyn Buchan on Marathon Avenue after dropping her off. The 73-year-old's body was found in the road just after 7 a.m. on the 20th of March. Flybe will be returning to Manx skies from the end of next month with routes from Ronaldsway to both Belfast and London Heathrow. Those flights will begin on the 30th of October. Isle of Man Airport Director Gary Cobb says residents must use the services if they want to keep them long term. Rules requiring members of the public to wear face masks in healthcare settings on island have been lifted with immediate effect. Manx Care has confirmed the change today, saying the rules will also be lifted for its employees. In international news, Donald Trump and his three adult children are being sued by the New York Attorney General for alleged business fraud. The former U.S. president denies any wrongdoing and described it as a politically motivated witch hunt. And football fans who take pyrotechnics into Premier League stadiums or invade the pitch are being given automatic one-year bans. This after an increase in antisocial behaviour at the end of last season. Those were your headlines. News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Garamaya, thank you, Chanel. From the Ronaldsway Met Office, there's a strong wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea moderate, falling slight later. And the Matrix signs at Sulby, Hilbury, Ramsey and Bagaro heading to the mountain show fog on the mountain road. Your three-day weather, cloudy and blowy this evening, a fresh to strong south-southwesterly. After dark, it'll be mostly dry until dawn, the overnight minimum 12 degrees. And for Thursday, today, tomorrow, rain first thing, and through the morning on a strong southwesterly. It will dry up during the afternoon as the wind turns northwesterly and eases. We're up to 16 degrees tomorrow, down to 11 through the night into Jehenyo. Friday, sunny periods, a small chance of a shower, top temperature 17 Celsius. Sunsets tonight, 21 minutes past 7. High waters at 14 minutes to 10. Low tide overnight, 28 minutes to 5. Sunrise, 3 minutes past 7. Tomorrow morning's high water, 29 minutes to 11.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
A taxi driver who left a Douglas woman to die in the street after reversing into her has been told his actions were deplorable. 66-year-old David Evans was jailed today. Tessa Hawley has the latest from Douglas Courthouse.
David Evans hit 73-year-old Carolyn Buchan just after 1 a.m. on the 20th of March, minutes after dropping her off at her home address on Marathon Avenue. Despite seeing her lying in the road injured, he drove off and continued his work, picking up several other fares during the early hours of the morning. At Douglas Courthouse today, Evans, formerly of Tynwald Street, was jailed for 3 years for causing her death by careless driving. The court heard Mrs. Buchan's body was found by a neighbour just after 7 a.m, meaning she'd been lying in the street for around 6 hours. At a previous hearing, Evans admitted causing death by careless driving and failing to stop at and report an accident. He also admitted committing an act against public justice by giving police an incorrect statement designed to mislead the investigation. Mrs. Buchan, who was described in court as a delightful lady, suffered catastrophic crush injuries, with a pathologist confirming she would have died quickly and that rapid medical attention, should it have been sought, would likely have been unsuccessful. The court heard Evans admitted to causing Mrs. Buchan's death after forensic examination was carried out on his Mercedes vehicle. He told police he'd heard a bump, realised he'd hit something and saw Mrs. Buchan lying in the road. However, he told them, "I just panicked. I had no idea she was seriously hurt." Victim impact statements were heard in court from Mrs. Buchan's daughter and granddaughter. The latter told the court her grandmother had been left to die alone in the dark, so very close to the safety of her own home. Sending Evans to prison, Deemster Graham Cook described the taxi driver's actions as incomprehensible, telling him, "You were more interested in self-preservation. Nobody should die that way," he told him. "That was down to you."
Masks are no longer required at Manx care settings. The restrictions have been today lifted with immediate effect. The details from Amy Griffiths.
Manx Care says the change is in line with UK Health Security Agency guidelines and also echoes the approach in place at NHS trusts across the UK. However, there is still the potential for face masks to be reintroduced in the future if COVID numbers rise again over the winter period. The relaxation of the policy applies to all staff, patients and visitors, although masks may still be required in some clinical settings, but these will be clearly signposted. All other COVID precautions were dropped on the Isle of Man at the end of March, and while Manx Care did relax rules on face coverings back in June, they were quickly reintroduced following a spike in cases after TT. Manx Care's Executive Director of Nursing and Governance, Paul Moore, says patient safety is at the heart of everything the organisation does, and therefore they will continue to monitor community transmission rates closely. While people are still encouraged to report positive results to government, Public Health no longer publishes its surveillance reports showing coronavirus levels in the community, and lateral flow devices are no longer free for the majority of people. Masks will continue to be made available in all Manx Care settings, as well as hand sanitizer. But for anyone wishing to continue wearing a covering, it will be a personal choice rather than be enforced.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Faster, my good evening. It's 22 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. Representatives from Manx Utilities have been giving evidence to a Tynwald committee regarding its recent price rises for customers. Now, an extraordinary sitting of Tynwald will be held on Thursday where support for residents will be considered. But now, listen to Chief Exec Officer of the MUA, Philip King, when asked what impact the global increase in gas prices has had on the MUA.
What we're seeing now is absolutely stratospheric. We've seen nothing like it before. And while the systems are offering us some protection, the impact is colossal. And I suppose in the UK, which you just referred to, there's 29 energy supply companies have ceased trading. Fortunately for us, we've not fallen into that category. But minimising the impact on customers has been a key thing in the national interest. We were totally aware of the impact that could have. So with the resilience that we had and the pricing principles that we adopt, so the pricing principles, we have a pricing strategy that was agreed in Tynwald in 2018 about smoothing price changes. We've tried our best to protect customers and do that. But in terms of our risk register and risk management, we've pretty much taken that to the limit. And hence, you know, we had a board meeting. The board meets every month. During this crisis, I can advise you that the board have met around 10 times in extraordinary terms to see what can be done and what other options there could be. But we are in this position now, and you know, we deliberated with the board in July, and that the final outcome of that, looking at all options, cost reductions, more income, can we sell assets, all the normal business considerations, the only real viable option was to increase the price.
The Education Minister's urging the NESUWT Teachers Union to de-escalate action or students' learning will suffer. as the Isle of Man sees some schools ask children to remain at home. Industrial action short of a strike began a week into the start of the new academic year. Amongst other things, members now refuse to cover break times. Lewis Foster talks to the Minister Julie Edge, MHK.
Certainly we didn't know this action was taking place till a week last Friday. Staff from the department did manage to support the school last week during that period of mourning. That's not sustainable going forward. They're not covering a 20-minute period in the mornings, which is impacting our schools, and our students are having to stay home. So what I would urge staff and the union to do is to de-escalate this one point of a 20-minute break and support having our students and children in our schools.
It might seem to somebody on the outside that communication between the union and the department is poor.
Communications between the department and the union isn't poor. We met with them on Friday, and we do have a negotiator who meets with us. We pay the UK pay scales, and as I said, we have now uplifted that to the London Fringe, including the 1%. From the point of view of catch-up and helping support the students, our teachers are professionals. They always support students and help them achieve and progress, and they will continue to do that, I hope.
When I spoke to the head of Ballacameen just a few weeks ago, he said his priority was to ensure continuity of education. Now, that secondary school had 17 new teachers start this year. Is it any wonder there are issues with recruitment and retention when even those that do start here are entering a situation like this?
A lot of new teachers arrived on the island looking forward to doing education and supporting our young people on the island, and here we are only days in, and one union is carrying on with this action. We were fully staffed in all of our schools from a teaching point of view in September, so it's not staff shortages in our schools. This is purely the action short of strike action that has taken place for that 20 minutes.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The motor ship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 17 minutes past two. She's on the outer reaches of Douglas Bay at the moment and will be on the link span in about 20 minutes' time. Departing this evening at 7:45 for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15 back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. The high-speed craft Mananan departed Douglas at 3:09. She should be on the link span in Liverpool. Should have been there about 1/4 hour ago. Departing Liverpool at 7:15, arriving in Douglas at 10 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow morning's departures, 8:45, Ben McCree heads to Heysham.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
As part of the Chief Minister's mini-cabinet reshuffle, leader of the Liberal Vannin Party, Laurie Hooper, MHK, now has a new role. He's been moved from Health Minister to Enterprise Minister. So how did the move come about?
So it was obviously a conversation that we'd had beforehand. It didn't just happen. I think the Chief Minister has known for a while he needs to put someone in post in Enterprise, and I think that lots of things going on, obviously, over the summer. There's no need to rush. And then with all the events of the last few weeks, I think there was a pause taken as well, so not an ideal time, but with the government conference coming up, it did seem like there was a natural point there at which to make the switch.
A department you are familiar with, so you're not going in with completely fresh eyes.
Yeah, that's fair. I spent 5 years in DfE in the last administration, various roles, finance agency to start with, then the business agency, enterprise support. I spent some time on the economic recovery group as well throughout COVID. So, yeah, this is familiar ground, I think, for me.
And a department which possibly doesn't get as much scrutiny because it doesn't as obviously directly affect people's lives, but absolutely crucial.
Yeah, I actually think that the lack of scrutiny DfE gets, and we found this in the last administration as well, was generally a lack of understanding. Political members and politicians generally don't have a great grasp on how, you know, the data economy is working or what we mean when we talk about InsurTech. And so that naturally then has a blocker on questions, whereas everyone gets health service, everyone gets DOI, everyone can complain about the roads. And so I think it's quite easy to ask questions about those, whereas having a proper conversation about economic growth, about which sectors are developing, you know, what happens with job losses, how does minimum wage changes and living wage affect people? It's a more complex conversation, but you're right, they're fundamental. And the sole purpose of the department really needs to be making sure that the economy that we have on the island does work for everybody.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 6:15, the advertising giant WPP said today that it's brought Jeffrey Group, an independent corporate communications public affairs and marketing consulting firm in Latin America for an undisclosed sum. Jeffrey Group will join the Hill and Knowlton Strategies International Network and create the largest global communications agency presence in Latin America, doubling Hill and Knowlton Strategies' footprint in the region. The agency specializes in brand and corporate communications programs for clients across a broad range of industries, including Amazon, Johnson & Johnson, and TikTok. And for a full daily market report, go to RamseyCrookall.com. Volkswagen says it's targeting a valuation of up to 75 billion euros, that's about $75 billion, for its luxury sports car brand Porsche, which would make it one of the largest ever initial public offerings in Europe. Trading set to start on September 29th, and Porsche's CFO said the IPO would only be pulled over if severe geopolitical problems happen. VW Group is banking on the IPO's proceeds to help fund and speed up the transition to EVs and invest in software. In a nod to its iconic 911 sports car, Porsche is issuing 911 million shares for the flotation.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets higher as investors in the region brace themselves for another aggressive interest rate from the US Fed. US stocks gained. Oil gave up early gains as a soaring dollar and global recession fears offset worries about a Russian military mobilization, and gold priced higher. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 in London closed up 0.6% at 7,237. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.75% at 12,767. Currently New York City, the trading day continues. The Dow Jones Industrial is up almost 0.5% at 30,843. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.33% at 11,464. And the S&P 500 up almost 0.5% at 3,874. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently trading at $1, 13.2 cents, €1, 14.6 cents, and 20 South African rand 3.2 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.25% at $1,666 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude is down 0.9% at $90.02.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster my good evening, 12 minutes before 6. Flybe's returning to Manx skies from the end of next month with routes from Ronald's Way to Belfast and London Heathrow. The flights will begin on the 30th of October. Isle of Man Airport Director Gary Cobb says Manx people have to use the services if they want to keep them long term.
We're very happy to welcome Flybe to the island. Again, it shows that recovery in the aviation world is continuing, and growth for passenger volumes at the airport is good. In the conversations that we've been having with some of our passengers, Belfast City has been a particular route that they've all been very interested in. So it's good news that Flybe are coming in to do the Belfast City route while adding some resilience into the Heathrow route as well.
There have been comments in the past sometimes maybe about the possible reliability of Flybe routes when they were previously running services to and from the island. What assurances could you possibly give passengers around that? What would you say to that?
So all I can say is it's one of those of a lot of people speak about Flybe and use the old Flybe. This is a new corporate entity. It's a new management team and getting new aircraft, although I think they use some of the old ones. So in terms of what we've been told, I think the reliability for this route should be good. It is for 6 months and then we'll review. So again, if they are underperforming, we'll have conversations with them.
So this is going to be an initial period of 6 months that these routes run for, and then they'll be reviewed at the end of that?
Yeah, so this is them flying this for their winter schedule, and then they will review this for looking next year to talk about summer schedule if the route proves viable. And what I'll say is, it's like with all of these routes, if we don't use it, we'll lose it.
How confident are you that the airport can cope with the demand of having an extra airline and extra services coming in and out?
So we're still recovering from the pandemic, so our numbers are still well below where they were in 2019. So as we continue to grow, hopefully we will continue to get closer to the numbers that we saw in 2019. On top of that, we're also having a look at master planning for the airport of what does the airport need to be, what will it grow to, and then making realistic, pragmatic plans to be able to accommodate that.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and it was another tough midweek lesson for FC Isle of Man last night as they suffered a 3-1 loss away at Earlham in the NWCFL Premier Division. The Ravens were 1-0 down at half-time, courtesy of Millen Brown's strike. But they drew level 2 minutes into the second half as Kieran McNulty scored his first FC Isle of Man goal. However, Sol Henderson and Danny Okunsfumi netted in the last 20 minutes for the hosts to seal a 3-1 defeat for the Ireland side. Speaking to FC Isle of Man's official website at full-time, McNulty says there were positives to take from the performance despite the loss.
We just need to keep on working hard, and like a bit of luck it'll change for us. I think it's when you're working hard things start to happen, you know. Hopefully the fans stick behind us and keep supporting us, because you know it means a lot when they're down the ball. It helps us a lot, putting a good performance when we can.
Elsewhere, Special Olympics Isle of Man will be putting its skills to the test at a prestigious event this week. The Manx team has made its way overseas as it prepares to take part in the Special Olympics Gibraltar National Games 2022. Taking place from today until Friday, the occasion is returning for the first time since 2019. The games officially get underway at 6 p.m. tonight with the opening ceremony, law enforcement torch run and athletics competitions at the new facilities at Lathbury. And Manx trial star Caitlin Adshead claimed her first ever World Trial 2 victory during international competition at the weekend. The 17-year-old represented Team Station Garage as she took part in the FIM Trial 2 World Championship rounds 3 and 4 in Ponte Delano in Italy. The first day saw Caitlin challenging for the lead in the first event, but a rear puncture saw her drop down to fourth. But she responded emphatically on day 2 to take her first World Trial win by 6 marks. The result moves her up to third place in the World Trial 2 Championship standings. Looking ahead, Caitlin will become the first Manx girl to represent Great Britain and the ACU at the Trial de Nations in Monza, Italy this Saturday and Sunday.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Logan Air's inbound 5:25 from Manchester landed on time. Next inbound, EasyJet's at 7:40 from Bristol showing on time. The 7:55, 5-8 Logan Air returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool showing on time. Then the 8:05 Logan Air from London City on time. And the 8:25 EasyJet from London Gatwick showing on time. Outbound tonight. Next outbound is the 6:00 Logan Air to Liverpool patient transfer plane on time. The 8:10 outbound EasyJet back to Bristol showing on time. And then the 9:05 EasyJet back to London Gatwick showing on time. In Douglas, Mona Drive's closed for excavation work. Remember the Matrix signs at Hillbury, Bagarrow, Sulby and Ramsey showing fog on the mountain road. Temporary lights near the railway pub in Union Mills for water main repairs, and temporary lights on the main Ballasalla Road, the A5, for final resurfacing of that new roundabout. It will be finished one day, honestly. In Castletown, Mill Street's closed for gas work. Temporary lights on Bradder Road near the turn for Bradder Glen in Port Erin. They're working on the sewer there. The section of Ballarat Road opposite Menorca Hill Lacks is closed for excavation work. Of course, Castletown still one way northbound for building work. All the southbound buses loop around Castletown before heading to Colby, Shore Road, Port Erin and Port St Mary. And in Peel, well, they got work on East Quay and the Prom through till the 14th of April next year on the road surface and pavements. The Prom is closed from the Manx Utilities pumping station to Weatherglass Corner at the moment.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
After 2 years as an MHK, South Douglas member Claire Christian admits time for more political experience will be necessary before she entertains any thoughts of a ministerial position. And if she were to find herself in Comin, it's the Enterprise Department which she says would be most attractive. Now, Claire Christian has just stepped away from being chair of the Planning Department, a role she says she found very satisfying.
I actually really loved planning. And I don't know what MHK kind of comes away from planning going, they really loved it. But it was so exciting to see development and to see people's dreams coming true. It really was great. And we didn't always, as a committee, we didn't always say yes. But we always tried to help them to say, come back and we can see what else we can do. Come back with these other ideas. The committee was so great and are so great at doing that. So it wasn't always a yes, and that's obviously hard, but wow, we've seen some great things come through this year.
Just one last question. A small reshuffle taking place. Would you like to be a minister? Are you disappointed you're not a minister?
I've been a member of the House of Keys for 2 years now. My scrutiny role is giving me the absolute necessary experience to be able to take a ministerial role in the future, which I hope to do.
Which one would you like?
All of them.
that really would be over egging the pudding, I think.
Exactly.
One in particular?
One in particular. Everything from, I guess, obviously, for me, I don't call it the Department of Enterprise. I prefer to call it the Economic Department, because that's really where
I
see
that.
But
you'd like to go to that department and head it.
Because I have a lot of background in that, and that's probably the easier thing for me to do. But I'd love to do also education. I'd love to also do DEFA. You know, there's lots of areas. You know what? You have to come into this role and you have to say whatever the Chief Minister would ask me to do, and you have to step up and you have to do it at that point.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Chanel Suku. Producer Amy Griffiths. Remember, you're being urged to check if you have any UK £20 or £50 paper notes. They're going to be withdrawn on the 30th of September, so just be aware of that. And two dates for your diary. 5 weeks on Sunday, the clocks go back. 13 weeks on Sunday, it's Christmas Day. 14 weeks on Sunday, it's the 1st of January 2023. That's it. Stick around. Spotlight's on with Howie Kane after 6 and the greatest hits on earth at 6:30 with Mike Reynolds. WINT.